You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Our current serial is The Bromances. It's the third Belladonna University story. And this is the penultimate episode. If ever you get a chance in life to use the word penultimate, you should do it. So what's the next serial going to be, you may ask? My patrons have spoken. The story that won the poll was Did We Break the End of the World? This story was published last year in Defying Doomsday, a fantastic anthology about people dealing with the apocalypse who've already spent their life dealing with some kind of chronic illness or disability. So what's an apocalypse compared to that? So, yeah, I'm really fond of my story. It won the Ditmar this year for Best Novelette, and I'm really looking forward to sharing it with you. But for now, we still have two installments of The Bromances. Episode 14. The Intimate Thoughts of Miss Juniper Creswell, Cellist and Committed Bromances Fangirl. Dear Diary, the part I'm having the hardest time reconciling myself to is that those girls were our fans, our audience. They loved us. They wanted to be us for a while. It wasn't a joke or a prank. They actually wanted to take our places in the world for a while. Like they could do a better job of living our lives. I can understand them wanting to be beautiful, talented, charming Holly. I can understand them wanting to be powerful, magical, genius, with a drum kit, Sage. The part I couldn't quite wrap my head around was the girl who wanted to be me. I barely want to be me most days. I'm nothing special. I've never quite been pretty enough, or thin enough, or confident enough. My family thinks I'm wasting my musical talent. My friends, as it turns out, my friends are pretty great. And I have more of them than I thought. Viola Vale spent most of her trip home working on a protection amulet, which she later bound around my wrist, saying, Shove would be furious if we let this happen to you again, Creswell. So don't take it off, ever. I didn't even think she knew my name. After we gave our statements to the police, Sage drove the van back from Mandrake Sands. Holly and Hebe took the car because Hebe wasn't willing to let Holly out of her sight. And I rode in the back because Holly wasn't willing to let me out of her sight. No one argued about it. Deck, without anyone else prompting him, confiscated all of May's devices, including mirrors and communication charms, as well as her phone and laptop, so she wouldn't be spoiled for the Bromance's finale episode. We left Mandrake Sands about 2 hours later than we'd hoped, so it would air before we got home. The Flying Carpet crew arrived back at the Manic Pixie Dream House. First, they collected all the doonas, blankets, cushions and beanbags from both flats, piling them on the floor in the downstairs living room. It was somewhere between a nest and a pillow fort by the time May's little V-dub pulled up, closely followed by the van. Hebe kissed Ferd soundly for his work, causing Jules and Viola to complain they weren't getting any of the credit, though of course neither of them especially wanted her to start kissing them. Holly, still alarmingly possessive, snagged an arm around my waist, insisting I share a beanbag with her as we watched. I know better than to think it means anything. She's still Holly, and I'm still me. I'm not getting my hopes up in any romantic direction. I'm not stupid. But it means the world to me that she's the one who noticed I was gone. That she missed me. That she fought for me. That right now, she doesn't want to be anywhere but here, resting her chin on my shoulder, watching an episode of a show she doesn't care about with our friends. She's my friend. And I love that. It's enough. The closing credits ran, and our group was silent for a moment. May. Holy swear words deleted. Sage. Very long sentence, made up mostly of swearing. Hebe. Punching Ferd in the arm. Cinevate is canon! Cinevate is canon! Holly. Which one is Cinevate? Viola. Was he the pretty one? Ferd. Tate's the werewolf bro. Cinevar is the mysterious seer who lurks in shadows and talks about doom all the time. Jules. Eli's the bro who's not a werewolf and wasn't kissing anyone, but took his shirt off 3 times in the opening credits. Viola, you've both been secretly watching this show without me. Ferd, I pay attention to my girlfriend's interests. Don't know what Nightshade's excuse is. Jules, he took his shirt off 3 times in the opening credits. May, where are my devices? Where's my mirror? I don't know what to think! Deck. Breathe, May. You'll figure it out. May. But. Deck. I know, right? May. Hint of sadness. But it wasn't the bros. Sage. May. Babe, you've been a Cinevate shipper forever. May. But bros. Sage. Okay. It would have been groundbreaking TV if Eli and Tate had hooked up. But Cinevar and Tate, that's also pretty expletive deleted. Awesome, right? Deck. Come on, May. One of the highest paid actors in US TV just kissed one of the other highest paid actors in US TV on the mouth. And you got to watch it in HD because camping is terrible. You've had worse days. May. I have to talk to the internet right now and the mirror web. Simultaneously. Sage. Don't get keyboard burn on your fingertips again. May disappears from the scene in a cloud of squee. Hebe. Knocking foreheads with Sage. So, what did you think of the episode? Sage. I think Cinephar's going to break his heart. No way this doesn't end up with misery and dead bisexuals all over season 4. Hebe. So what? You think they should have got Eli and Tate together instead? Sage, with a covert look at Jules' nightshade that he thinks no one noticed. Nah, it's pretty cool the bros are going to stick to being friends. As long as someone's getting laid on this show. Gentle witches and lady germs, shall we lay bets now on how many times shirts come off next season? May, from the kitchen. All the shirts! Holly, leaning very close to me. Are shirts optional in this show a lot? Miss Juniper. Every other episode, but it doesn't really make sense if you start from here. The first 2 episodes explain so much. Holly. Big sigh. Fine, let's start from the beginning. Miss Juniper. You want to watch the bromances with me? Like, all of it? From the beginning? Holly. Sure. Just with you, though. Don't tell my sister I'm interested. She'll be too smug. Miss Juniper. I guess we can watch them in my dorm room? Holly. I'm all yours. Miss Juniper. Lost for words. Miss Juniper. Out of words. Error. Miss Juniper. Sounds great. Okay. Let's do that then. Kermit Flail! Kermit Flail! Kermit Flail! Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. One of those exclusive stories right now is a Fake Geek Girl prequel story, The Alchemy of Fine, which you can go and download from Patreon right now if you're a supporter at $2 a month or higher. Don't miss out, this story is exclusive to patrons. So next week is the very last episode of The Bromances. All my patrons will receive the complete novella as a beautifully constructed ebook in September. And it's going to go up for general sale in October. So keep an eye out for that. So, the week after that, you have questions. I'm going to be doing a special behind-the-scenes Q&A episode to take a little breather between stories. Please send any questions you have about my writing, the bromances and the Belladonna universe in particular, or anything else you think I can answer. If I'm not deeply offended by your question, I'll give it a red-hot try. I love giving book and media recommendations if you want to try and challenge me. So put your questions in the comments of this podcast or email them to me at tansyrr@gmail.com. See you next week for the last part of the bromances. But what is there still to resolve, you ask? Come back and find out.